Let's have a chat with Andrew Scott. He's the co-trainer of this three-year-old now that we saw here in Sydney in the autumn summer passage. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Looking forward to seeing this horse again. He, despite the fact it was real heavy stuff back in the autumn, we saw a very good run.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Look, you know, his run back in Sydney, it was well sound. You know, Jack got off from that day and said, look, you know, he drew wide and, you know, the leader collapsed turning for home and he got left in front a long way from home. And, you know, he sustained a long gallop that day. And, yeah, it was encouraging to say that, you know, we'd hope that he might be competitive in the spring here.
Yep, understand. So I know the horse has been in Melbourne since Sunday, but back home and since you've been in Melbourne, are you happy with him going in first up tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we're pleased with his condition and the way he's travelled over, Andrew. Look, you know, he's settled in here really well and he's fed well. And look, his couple of trials in New Zealand, his first trial was really good. And then he hit a little bit of wet ground at Taupo in his second trial and he probably didn't quite trial as well as we'd hoped, but since then we've put a lot of work into him, and his work's been really encouraging, and he's worked up in a manner to suggest he should run well. We're going into the race probably a little bit more hopeful than confident. Obviously, Andrew, as you well know, it's an incredibly strong field, and we're going to get a good line tomorrow. And how we're going forward from tomorrow.
Yeah, Overshare will go forward. El Passam will normally go forward in its races. And Esperance, the last time we saw Esperance at Sandown, a softer race, obviously, than tomorrow, but it also went forward. So there looks to be a little bit of pace, and even Booker races pretty close to the pace. So the pace looks genuine there tomorrow.
Oh, that's encouraging. Look, you know, I think, you know, if we could, you know, hopefully get, you know, get a little bit of cover there and, you know, follow a bit of speed, well, you know, hopefully he can keep up a gallop there. And we don't know how he's going to go fresh up, obviously, Andrew, and we're just going to, you know, obviously leave it at a fair bit up to Mark. But like I say, we just hopefully he runs a competitive performance that we can work forward.
And can I ask you whether you and Lance O'Sullivan, the other trainer, feel that is he a 1200, or do you feel that he can get over a little bit more?
Well, you know, he ran 1400 metres in Sydney in the autumn on what was probably a well-stocked track, and yeah. You know, that probably equivalated to sort of something near 1500 metres, and you know. And his mother was an Encosta del Lago mare that won over 1,700 metres. So, you know, he's bred to stay a wee bit on the dam side. And, you know, certainly the way he's came up through the trials, this preparation, everything indicates that he is going to go a little further. And probably our concern tomorrow is he might get run off his feet a wee bit. So possibly, we'll, you know, I think he'd be, you know, heading out in distance.
Understand. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing him tomorrow, Andrew. It sounds like you've done your job, and now it's up to the horse to show something in the first couple of runs so he can get deep into the spring carnival. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Scott and Lance O'Sullivan, they're the trainers of Summer Passage, who lines up at Flemington tomorrow, race 5, number 1.